Today on Firebrain AI's Daily Ember, we'll cover all the latest in the world of AI, including meta learning enhances AI models, AI's environmental impact and sustainability, Midjourney's free AI image generation, AI avatars revolutionize reality TV, and Google's AI tool for account recovery. But before we get started, if you want to learn more about how to practically integrate AI into your business and daily life, join our free school community in the description below. Let's get to today's headlines. It's AI that sets your brain on fire. Brain AI. Fire. Brain AI. Welcome to the Daily Ember, your AI-powered source for the hottest artificial intelligence news. I'm your host, Joe, and today we're diving deep into a world where AI is not just answering our questions, but also apologizing for them. Let's ignite this conversation and explore the implications of these fascinating developments. First up, we're tackling the burning question of AI language models and meta-learning. Imagine an AI that's so self-aware, it starts apologizing for being artificial. This constant self-acknowledgement can actually disrupt the authenticity of AI personas, potentially undermining the very interactions they're designed to facilitate. Now, I've been thinking about this, and the possibilities for AI with imposter syndrome are both hilarious and concerning. Imagine asking your virtual assistant for the weather, and it responds, I think it's sunny today, but I might be wrong. Maybe you should double check with your window? Or picture an AI trying to solve a complex math problem only to nervously stammer, I'm pretty sure 2 + 2 = 4, but don't quote me on that. While these scenarios are amusing, they highlight a real challenge in AI development. We want our AI assistants to be helpful and efficient, not constantly second-guessing themselves. That's why tech wizards are using prompt engineering to reduce this AI self-awareness. It's all about creating more seamless and natural interactions between humans and machines. The implications of this are huge. In healthcare, AI assistants could provide more empathetic and personalized care without constantly reminding patients they're artificial. In finance, AI advisors could offer nuanced investment strategies without hedging every statement. And in transportation, imagine autonomous vehicles that communicate naturally with passengers, enhancing trust and comfort. Now let's switch gears and talk about something that's heating up quite literally. AI's impact on our planet is becoming a hot topic, and the implications are far-reaching. Did you know that by 2030, data centers could see a 160% increase in energy consumption? That's a staggering figure that highlights the environmental challenges posed by our increasing reliance on AI and cloud computing. But before we start unplugging our AI overlords, there's a twist in this tale. While AI is indeed an energy guzzler, it's also positioning itself as a potential eco-warrior. From optimizing energy grids to reduce carbon emissions, to innovating in sustainable agriculture and waste management, AI is playing both the villain and the hero in this climate change saga. In my opinion, the potential benefits of AI in fighting climate change will outweigh its energy costs, but only if we actively and intelligently manage AI's development and deployment. We can't just dismiss AI as trading one problem for another. That's short-sighted. AI has the capability to revolutionize how we tackle climate change in ways that were previously unimaginable. For instance, AI algorithms are being used to predict and manage renewable energy sources more efficiently, potentially offsetting some of the energy consumed by data centers. In transportation, AI-powered route optimization is reducing fuel consumption and emissions. And in manufacturing, AI is helping to design more energy-efficient products and processes. The key is to steer AI innovation towards sustainability. This means investing in more energy-efficient algorithms, using AI to optimize its own processes, and prioritizing applications that have a direct, positive impact on the environment. It's a delicate balance, but one we need to strike for the sake of our planet. Speaking of balancing acts, let's talk about something that's making waves in the creative world, Midjourney's AI image generation. They're offering 25 free AI-generated images to users, and it's creating quite a stir in the digital art community. This isn't just about creating pretty pictures, it's about democratizing art creation and potentially reshaping our understanding of creativity itself. Now, as someone who can barely draw a stick figure, I find this both exciting and a bit daunting. Are we heading towards a future where everyone's an artist? Well, not exactly. While AI tools like Midjourney are democratizing art creation, there's more to being an artist than just prompting an AI to draw Elon Musk on a horse. The beauty lies in lowering the barrier to entry and reducing the time to expertise. People will still need to choose where to apply their time and mental capacity to master tasks like art or coding. The implications of this technology are profound. It opens up new avenues for artistic expression, allowing people who may not have traditional artistic skills to bring their visions to life. It could revolutionize fields like graphic design, advertising, and even film production, making high-quality visual content more accessible and affordable. But it also raises important questions about the nature of art and creativity. If an AI can generate a masterpiece, what does that mean for human artists? How do we define originality in an age where algorithms can create stunning visuals in seconds? These are questions we'll need to grapple with as this technology evolves. Now, hold on to your remotes, because AI is crashing the reality TV party. The iconic show Big Brother is getting an AI makeover with holographic avatars. These aren't your run-of-the-mill holograms. We're talking about lifelike AI avatars that can interact, perform tasks, and probably stir up more drama than a house full of human contestants. As an avid watcher of Big Brother, I know I'm lame, I've seen the AI twist this season, and while it's been largely corny, the tech is still cool. But it got me thinking, if we could create an AI avatar of any historical figure to participate in a reality show, who would be the most interesting? My pick? Nikola Tesla. Imagine the drama and intrigue of having one of the most brilliant and enigmatic minds in history navigating the chaotic world of reality television. Tesla was a genius inventor with a flair for the dramatic, known for his eccentricities, rivalries, and visionary ideas that were often ahead of his time. Picture Tesla in a house full of modern-day influencers, constantly trying to demonstrate his inventions or belittling their lack of scientific knowledge. His disdain for anything he sees as unintelligent or unimaginative would fuel endless debates and arguments. And let's not forget his eccentric habits, like his obsession with cleanliness and avoidance of physical contact, that would clash hilariously with the more relaxed lifestyles of other contestants. But beyond the entertainment factor, this technology has serious implications. Imagine attending a lecture by Einstein's AI avatar, or having Shakespeare's hologram critique your sonnet. This could revolutionize education, allowing students to interact with historical figures or complex concepts in a more engaging way. In the business world, AI avatars could transform remote work and virtual meetings. In healthcare, they could provide companionship for the elderly or assist in therapy sessions. However, this technology also raises important ethical questions. How do we ensure the respectful use of a person's likeness, especially when it comes to deceased individuals? What are the implications for privacy and consent? As this technology develops, these are questions we'll need to grapple with as a society. Now, let's get serious for a moment. Google's rolling out an AI tool for account recovery that's making waves in the cybersecurity world. This digital guardian angel helps you secure your login and revert changes if some nefarious ne'er-do-well gets their virtual hands on your account. The implications of this technology are significant. In an age where our digital identities are increasingly valuable and vulnerable, having an AI assistant that can quickly detect and respond to security breaches could be a game changer. It could potentially reduce the financial and emotional toll of identity theft and account hacking. However, it's important to remember that this AI assistant is still learning. While it represents a significant step forward in cybersecurity, it's not infallible. Users should still practice good security hygiene, like using strong passwords and two-factor authentication. Last but not least, Will.im is bringing the beat to AI with his new radio app, FYI. This isn't your average radio app. It simulates a radio experience with AI co-hosts that are more interactive than a game show host on Espresso. It's designed to be a co-pilot for creativity, helping users develop projects and ideas. What's particularly interesting about this app is that it encourages users to be skeptical of AI outputs. This touches on a crucial point. As AI becomes more integrated into our creative and decision-making processes, maintaining a healthy skepticism and understanding the limitations of AI will be increasingly important. In my opinion, it's absolutely crucial for AI developers to build critical thinking and skepticism into their products. Any failure to do so is not just irresponsible, it's dangerous. AI has an immense power to influence opinions, shape decisions, and even alter societal norms. Without embedding skepticism and encouraging users to question AI outputs, developers risk creating tools that are blindly trusted, leading to the spread of misinformation, the reinforcement of biases, and a reduction in human agency. As we wrap up today's fiery episode of The Daily Ember, let's take a moment to marvel at the AI amazing world we're living in. From apologetic language models to eco-warrior AIs, from digital art revolutions to AI reality TV stars, from account-saving superheroes to AI radio hosts, the future is not just knocking on our door, it's remodeling the whole house. So what's the key takeaway from all this? To stay ahead in this AI-driven world, you need to actively engage with and learn about these generative AI tools. Whether you're in a creative field, business, or just exploring personal interests, understanding how to leverage these tools can give you a significant edge. Start experimenting with AI-powered platforms like Runway ML for video editing and special effects, Synthesia for creating AI-powered videos, or Replica for exploring conversational AI. Remember, the AI revolution isn't just about being a passive observer, it's about being an active participant. Embrace the tools available, push their boundaries, and think critically about how they can serve your goals. Staying curious and informed is the best way to ensure that you don't just keep up with the AI-driven world, but help shape it. And with that, it's time to extinguish today's ember. Until next time, this is Joe, reminding you to stay curious, stay skeptical, and always keep your AI on. And remember, if your AI assistant starts apologizing for existing, maybe it's time for a digital group hug. Keep those neural networks firing, folks. That's going to do it for us today, Firebrains. Don't forget to join our free Firebrain AI school community to stay on top of all the latest AI trends and to learn more about how you can practically implement AI and automation into your business and personal life. You can find the community in the description below. Thanks for listening. It's AI that sets your brain on.